pray right now. Father of glory, pour out the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of your glorious Son. Would you enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we might know him better? Father, we thank you for this morning, and we pray today that you would lead us by the Holy Spirit. We give this meeting, this day, this next week to you. We dedicate it to you, and we pray that you be exalted in Jesus' name. God's people said, amen, amen. I want to briefly go through a bit of the vision of IPC, give you a little bit of background. If you could pull up the slide presentation for me. Wanted to show you briefly, I've been married for 30 years, and we have three children and four grandchildren, and there's the little ones there. Aren't they beautiful? Yay. So fun. I think we need to populate the earth with little children just like this who love Jesus. Amen. So IPC was founded in 2021. It's a network of over 5,000 prayer networks around the world. We don't oversee all these, but we relationally connect with them around the world. John Robb is our founder, and John gives his greetings to you today. He knows many of you in the room, so let's give John a round of applause. Such an amazing papa, a father in the global prayer movement, and I honor him. I've learned so much from him, and we're praying that we can carry on his legacy. This network of prayer networks, there's our team for you, all the different leaders. We have 30 leaders from 18 different nations, and these are what we call the International Prayer Council. And this council is the leadership team that helps oversee and give vision and equipping to the 5,000 different prayer networks around the world. Does that make sense? And then each of these leaders help us with 12 regional prayer councils around the world. This is one of those, the Africa Prayer Council, that we're just beginning to launch this year. Many of you have been with us for many years and praying, but this year we want to inaugurate this and really launch it so that we can work together, collaborate together as family, and see Jesus exalted in all that we're doing. Many of the different mission organizations that we partner with as well, we're working closely with evangelism ministries, church planting ministries, Bible translation, different organizations like the World Evangelical Alliance, all the way to Run Reaching Unreached Nations, which is a large house church movement. Our vision, and we mentioned last night, exalting Jesus, catalyzing united prayer across nations, denominations, and generations for the fulfillment of the Great Commission. And we really mean it when we put exalting Jesus first, because this is the dream of the Father's heart. We want to see Jesus be put on display over all the nations of Africa. Our purpose and mandate of why we pray, why we gather together, why we carry out this vision that God's given us, is from the Moravians: may the Lamb who is slain receive the due reward for his sufferings. He is all deserving. He is worthy. He deserves all of our worship, all of our honor, all of our obedience, and all of the affections of the human race. That's really why we pray, because he's worthy to be sought. Amen? Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Revelation 5, verse 12. One of our theme verses, another theme verse is Malachi 1, verse 11. My name, his renown, his reputation, who he is and what he does, will be great. Not might be or maybe, but will be great among the nations. For where the sun rises to where it sets, night and day, day and night, in every place. That means every place in Africa. In every place, incense that speaks of the prayers of the saints. Together with a pure offering, that's worship. So we like to call it worship-saturated prayer. We'll rise up before the Lord. Why? Because his name might be made great on the earth. How many of you want to see canopies of united strategic and sustainable 24/7 prayer in your cities. This is God's dream for your city, for cities all across Africa. He's worthy of this. And this is the pattern that we see in heaven right now. 24/7, unceasing adoration to the Lamb who is worthy. If that's how worship and prayer is done in heaven, that's how it needs to be done on the earth. Make your name great. Do you love him today? Oh, Jesus, he's indescribable in his beauty. He's unfathomable in his wisdom, astounding, unparalleled in his power. There's none like him. We want him to be lifted up, his name to be treated as infinitely valuable here on the earth as it is in heaven. Glory to God in the highest. And we know that this is the great vision of God all through Scripture, the storyline of the Bible. For the earth will be filled. Africa will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, of the glory of the Lamb, as the waters cover the sea. How many of you are praying towards that end? That's why we do what we do in prayer. So in these 12 regions, and here in the Africa Prayer Council, what we're encouraging you to help develop in your nations as you begin to gather together and collaborate together is these 7 focus areas. Now, God may give you more in your nation. Praise God. We want this to be a Spirit-led council. But we're hoping that these 7, you will begin to seek the Lord and ask him for what's on his heart. Number 1, how can we collaborate together in global prayer initiatives and global gatherings? I would include in this the 24/7 prayer movements that we want to see rise up all over Africa. Number 2, the next gen and children and prayer movements. We're going to hear a lot more about that tonight with Tom Victor and some of the children's leaders. Again, the 2 billion children ages 4 to 14 that live today in the world, 600,000 of them right in Africa, the most of any other nation or any other continent in the world. How can we see children raised up in prayer, young adults raised up in prayer, and see them lead the way? Number 3, our role as watchmen. This is the place where we have counsel to hear from the Holy Spirit what God is doing, what's on God's heart right now. And then how can we partner with him in that? And together with that, where are the places in Africa, in your nation, where the enemy, where the devil is resisting the advancement of the gospel? And then how can we come together as the people of God to see breakthrough for gospel movements all across Africa? We're going to hear some of the leaders here today. Austin is an amazingly gifted leader in spiritual warfare. He has many, many years of experience in this. Edward Matuvo from Uganda is going to help us with some training in this. We've got prophetic watchmen here like Pearl Akupe, who hears well from the Lord and has many prophetic leaders that we want to hear from God. Lord, what's on your heart? What are you doing? That's what we want to line up with. We don't want to just do our own thing. We want to do what God's doing. Amen? Number 4, we want to pray for unreached peoples. And we'll talk about that here in just a few minutes, an initiative that God has given us at a global level. Number 5, prayer teams in each of the 7 areas of cultural influence. It's so important that we pray for influencers. We set it up this way in the ABCs. So we want prayer teams around arts and media. Prayer teams around B, business, C, church, D, doctors and healthcare, E, education. What's next? F, family, G, government. Government. Real simple to remember. These believers that are in these areas of influence are going to help us know what's on the Father's heart for transformation. And so we want to line up with them and hear from them and pray for them according to 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. We want to pray for influencers. They're going to help lead us in how to pray effective prayer with informed intercession. And so we can see transforming revival in every sphere of culture and see Jesus exalted in our cities. Number 6, equipping, training, and research. Right? We want to see every local church be more prayer devoted. We want to equip pastors to give themselves to continual prayer and the ministry of the word. They're leading their churches in prayer. We want to provide tools and best practices for children in prayer, for spiritual warfare. What are the best books that are out there, the best materials? And I don't just mean from the West or from other nations. What are the materials that are right here in Africa that we need to get out to the nations? Amen? There's great Bible teachers in your cities, and we want to help be able to get that material, equipping material, out to the body of Christ at a global level. And number seven, communications, and this is so critical in how we distribute a few things. Number one, what are the prayer points that people need to pray for that are specific and measurable so that we would know if God is actually answering? What are the praise reports when we see answered prayer? How can we communicate that to the world so that Jesus gets exalted? We need to communicate to people what are the areas of demonic strongholds that need the church to bind and to loose to see breakthrough for the name of Jesus to be exalted. So communication is a big thing we do. We've got a website. We've got a lot of social media activity. We did a big gathering for Japan, one of the most reached nations in the world. A few years ago, there were over 3 million people that were connected on our social media networks praying for breakthrough in Japan. What could that look like here in Africa? Next, let's look now at our regional council role. Why are we here together? Why has God brought you to this place? And again, it's my sense that the Lord has already gone before us, that the leaders, the right leaders, are in the room. And we want to hear your voice. We want to hear how the Spirit is speaking to you. What's your sense from the Holy Spirit for Africa and for this regional prayer council? We want to create opportunities where we can gather maybe once a month over Zoom, where we can continue to meet, not just here, but we can meet month to month. We can give reports. We can give some equipping, some teaching. We can hear what's happening in different places, and we can collaborate together for prayer movements across Africa. Amen? Again, number one, we want to develop these seven focus areas regionally, and this, I'm trusting the Spirit to lead you and your teams as to how that's going to look. It's going to look probably different in every nation, but we want to work together in that so that we can be an actual council. When I think council, I think about the word of, we're standing in the council of the Lord, and God is downloading through His word, the scriptures, and prophetic revelation, what's on His heart and what's on His mind. And as we hear that from one another, we will begin to see and hear a common witness, a witness of the Spirit. And so that we know it's not just one person, but several people around the council will be getting agreement around what God's doing. And that's when we know we're really in sync with God. That's why we need your voice. We need to hear from you. Amen? When we have that kind of confidence and we can pray with boldness, knowing that this is the will of God, that God's going to do these kind of things in our regions. Number two, we want to network, connect, and collaborate. And number three, we want to build these regional teams. And so we're going to need different administrative teams, different executive teams. Austin is our leader here right now for the Africa Prayer Council. And he's going to begin to inquire and ask, what is your role? How do you sense God leading you and your gifting and your region, your area, to be able to come together now as a council? What are the gifts that you have? What are the prayer networks in your nation that we can bring together? Amen? Because we're going to do this together as family, as a team. And we're going to honor one another above ourselves. Number four, we want to partner and promote global IPC initiatives. I just have a sense, and I think you do too, that God's mind and His heart and His eyes are on Africa. And that doesn't mean it's not working in other regions of the world, but I believe this is Africa's time. I believe it's time for leaders to rise up and take their place in not just Africa, but in the global body of Christ. I think the Lord, it's time to advance. I think the Lord's beginning to send missionaries now from Africa to the ends of the earth with the gospel. You are gifted prayer mobilizers and prayer leaders, and you have a gift here in Africa that other nations need. Amen? That you can impart to them, you can equip to them in your experience and your leadership in prayer. I sense a leadership anointing and mantle on believers in Africa. Does anybody else sense that? I think the Lord's going to raise you up. I really do. To shift the earth for the sake of the name of Jesus and the gospel. So we're walking with you. We want you to hear that. One of my jobs is just to help facilitate global prayer at the global level where, in a few ways, number one, we can provide more prayer support and prayer cover to see Africa come into its destiny. And also to be able to hear from you, what are you carrying that other nations need that we can get to the rest of the world? And so we want to be in this place of communication consistently where we're hearing from you and we can also give back to you. Amen? So hallelujah for all that God's doing in Africa today. Number five, regular regional relational gatherings. Again, I'm suggesting, and we'll talk more about this, Austin, but you know, could we meet together once a month as a council over Zoom? And then maybe annually or biannually, we could meet together corporately face-to-face. But we'll ask the Holy Spirit what that's supposed to look like, okay? So let me know if you're hearing from the Lord on some of those issues. I'm not here to lead you. I'm not here to put something over you. I'm here to inspire you to lead what God's already doing in Africa. Does that make sense? So we want your gifting, your anointing, your leadership to be what God builds through this IPC Council for Africa. I want to share one global prayer initiative with you to invite you into this, on that number one, and also it's part of praying for unreached peoples. It's an invitation to pray with 110 million people for 110 strategic key cities, and we're sensing to pray from Psalm 110. In the research that we've done, connecting with house church movements, research teams, we've discovered that 97% of the remaining unreached peoples, and this is 2% Christian or less, 97% of those peoples in our world today live in or near 110 key cities in the world. So if we're going to fulfill the Great Commission in our generation, or at least move the needle a little bit farther, then we're going to have to begin to pray for breakthrough of gospel movements in these cities. Amen? 97%, that's a big number. 24 of those cities are in Africa. Our vision is to see the 110 most unreached cities in the world reached with the gospel, praying for thousands of Christ-exalting, Bible-based, Spirit-led, worship-fed, gospel-driven, disciple-making churches planted in and among them. Hallelujah. There's a few ways that people can get involved in this. And number one, you can go to our website, 110cities.com. That's the number, 110cities.com. And you can actually sign up to pray daily for these cities. You can take 10 or 15 minutes a day. If you sign up, you'll pick a time that you're going to pray. You'll get an email response back of your time you committed to and some strategic and specific prayer points to pray for those cities. I encourage you to do that. The other way that we really sense that God wants us to pray for this, as God's been giving us some strategy, here's the website. You can see there's videos on here. There's prayer points. There's not just unreached peoples, but we're also posting on here frontier people groups. And these are the least of the least. They have virtually no access to the gospel. How do we pray for them? There's profiles on here, all kinds of information to help you know how to pray for these cities according to God's will. The thing that God's really been bringing together, though, as we begin to meet with some of these leaders that have big house church networks, that the ones that are actually in these cities and beginning to multiply house churches. So you're thinking about the underground churches in China. You're thinking about the underground churches all throughout the Middle East, North Africa. These are big house church movements and networks that when we talked to them, we asked, hey, would you be willing to call your people to pray for these cities? And to be honest, we got a lot of pushback, and they said, no. We're already praying for Mecca and Mogadishu. And I mean, just, you know, these are difficult cities. They said, we're already praying for these. We need to work on evangelism and see breakthrough in these cities. There's so much work to do, and we don't want to get distracted. But we said, maybe we could do this a few times a year. And so what we came up with was 4 global days of prayer a year. And so we would pray for the Buddhist world. And we just did this January 22nd. And on that day, we would pray for breakthrough, the deception of Buddhism, that they would see the light of the gospel in the face of Jesus, asking for Jesus to be exalted. And we had the big house church movements in the Muslim world, reaching unreached nations and Matthew 24:14 movements. And they said, hey, we're going to join in and we're going to pray for breakthrough for Buddhist cities and for China. And then we're going to pray next on April 17th on the Muslim Night of Power, where Muslims are seeking for revelation. And on that day, we're going to ask the Chinese, the big house church networks in China, to pray for breakthrough in these Muslim cities. Amen? And then the third day is going to be on Pentecost Sunday, where the whole global body of Christ is going to pray for the salvation of Israel and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then fourth, we're going to pray for breakthrough for the Hindu world in the fall on October 31st. And so it was like all of a sudden the Chinese were like, wait, these Muslim background believers are going to pray for us, for our nation? Well, yeah, we're going to pray then for breakthrough for the Muslim world. Right? And we're honoring one another and serving one another. Because these cities are difficult. If you have ever been to any of them, there's not a lot happening, but it is beginning. As we started to pray this last year, just to give you some encouragement by way of testimony, we established 24/7 prayer. We actually prayer walked 90 of these 110 cities with people praying on site, praying with insight, asking for the supremacy of Jesus, for God to extend his rule and his reign even in the midst of his enemies. And since January of 2022 up till today, we got the reports back, and there have been 570,000 house churches planted in and among these cities. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. These are dark cities, difficult cities. And the gospel is beginning to break through. That's over 8 million new Jesus followers in and among them. And last year we had, I don't know, maybe 50 million people praying with us. But this year, we're already at 100 million people praying. We had 100 million people praying on the Buddhist Chinese New Year. I believe we're going to have even more when we pray during the Night of Power. And we want to encourage you in your networks all across Africa to commit to praying on that day. Okay, you could pray however the Lord leads you. You could pray in your house church. You could pray in your prayer tower. You could just pray with your family around the dinner table. You could pray on your way to work. You could take a full 24 hours, fast, pray, go through the night. I mean, however the Lord leads. We just want to see as many people as possible across the earth, locked in agreement, in one accord, praying fervently for Jesus to be exalted in these cities, especially in the Muslim world. We know we need great breakthrough, right? Across North Africa, places East Ethiopia, Somalia, think about Mogadishu. What if we could see 50 million intercessors praying for breakthrough in Mogadishu? Hallelujah. Amen? I need some more response here. I thought this was Africa. Woo! Oh, I love this, guys. God is on the move. You'll see next year the African cities. And here's just a suggestion. We're asking you guys, how do we do this? How do we pray for these cities? And not only that, we're going to help mobilize the global body of Christ to pray for these cities. I encourage you to do that as well. But how can we actually prayer walk these cities as well? Algiers in Algeria, our brother from Algeria could help us with that. How do we prayer walk that city? Austin helped lead us for some of the West African cities this last, I think it was September. Yeah, and we did maybe what, 9 or 10 of those cities, yeah? Yep. We did, yeah. I think the West Central Africa cities right here, we covered those. This is a pretty cool city right here. What do you think? I like this one. It's a big city. Amen? There's a lot of churches here, a lot of believers, but it's a huge city. I mean, we have great work to do. So I want to encourage you to begin to ask the Holy Spirit, what would it look like this year to prayer walk these cities, all of them, sometime in the calendar year? And what I'm going to offer to you then, as you begin to pick the dates and times when you're going to prayer walk those cities, we're going to ask the body of Christ globally to pray and cover you as you're prayer walking those cities. That make sense? Amen. Okay, next slide. Building canopies of 24/7 prayer, and I'll close with this. In my city, in Bellingham, I started pastoring a fairly large church. It was about 2,000 when I got there. And to be honest, I was a prayerless pastor, and we were a prayerless church. I'm doing a lot of good things, a lot of biblical things, but we would come up with good ideas and then ask God to bless it. And that's not the way you do it with the Lord. He tells you what to do, and then you obey him. Amen? And so the Lord brought us to a place of repentance. And I remember being in our church's prayer room in 2007. And the Lord confronted me. We had called people to come pray in our prayer room again, and no one's there. And to be honest, I didn't even want to be there. And the Lord says to me, Jason, do you think you can do this better than me? Do what? He's like, build my church. He says, I want you to get back in that prayer room and ask me what I ask you to ask me. Tell me what I tell you to tell me, and then I'll do it. And of course, I'm asking for more instructions, and the Lord's like, no, just do that. And so our pastoral team came to a place of repentance, of prayerlessness, not being dependent on God, trusting in our own strength and our own flesh. And as we repented, the Lord gave us a strategy to build 24/7 prayer in our church. And we asked people to sign up to pray for 1 hour, to pray for the church and those that are about to come. Go down to the church's prayer room, maybe find a couple other people, take an hour once a week and pray. We didn't think anybody's going to sign up, and all of a sudden, we preached on Luke 18. 2 weekends in a row, men should always pray and not give up. And when God's elect cry out day and night, will he not bring justice and bring it quickly? 220 people signed up in our church. We hadn't grown any from 2000 to 2007. People would come in the front doors of our church and go right out the back door. We had no discipleship. It was painful. But when we began to pray, and again, these were intercessors. These were normal people. The people that are in your churches that aren't intercessors yet, construction workers and house moms and, you know, just normal, ordinary believers. And when they started to pray, God began to show up. We experienced a visitation in our summer of 2007. The Holy Spirit came. The heavens were rent open. We saw 360 people give their lives to Jesus and get water baptized in a summer. We grew by 1,000 people in one calendar year, and then we planted 20 churches after that in the Northwest. And we're one of those areas, too, up in the Seattle area that is fairly unreached. It's not like these 110 cities, but Seattle and Tacoma is places where there's not a lot of churches yet. And God began to move, and our lesson was this. We weren't doing anything different, right? Same, you know, sermons and small groups and recovery ministry and outreaches and unanointed preaching. That was mine. But the only thing we were doing different was God's people were praying, and God was releasing his power in response to the prayers of his people. Amen? So I want you to consider this in your city. What would it look like to see a canopy of 24/7 prayer? It might look different than in my city, but you might consider that. Maybe find 30 churches. What happened is our church had 24/7, and then we asked other churches to take a day of prayer once a month and do 24 hours of prayer in their church. And then they passed it from one church to the next church. We had 30 churches. We had night and day prayer. And we've been going in 24/7 prayer since 2009 of January. That's a simple model. You know, you set up a little prayer room in your church and ask people to come down and get twos and threes and pray together in agreement. Right? Take a day, 24 hours, and pass the baton to the next church, and to the next church, and to the next church. Day and night. Night and day. Hallelujah. Is Jesus worthy of that? Yeah. Amen. Let's stand. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this Africa Prayer Council. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for gospel movements in and among these 24 unreached cities across Africa. Lord, let this be the year for the advance, Lord, of the harvest, which you hurl forth laborers into these cities. We ask you send prayer walking teams to pray on site with insight. Father, I pray the ecclesia would rise and be seated with you in heavenly places and pray your kingdom come, your will be done, that your name would be hallowed and glorified and treasured all across Africa. Father, we love you. Release the spirit of prayer. I pray for every church, God, to be prayer devoted. God, I pray every believer, from the children to the old, in the name of Jesus, let us come together in united prayer across nations, denominations, and generations for the fulfillment of the Great Commission. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God's people said, amen.